Welcome to the Change Your World Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you Miss Linda Larson-Schlitz. Linda, why don't you take it from here?
Oh, thank you so much, Tanya, and I'm really grateful to have this opportunity today. I have got some exciting new things coming up that I want everybody to get involved with and get a special deal today to have a strategy session to talk about this opportunity. But what I'm going to share today is what I've come up with in 17-day solutions to creating a product and launching it in 30 days and publish a book in 6 months. Now, this sounds like a huge big order, especially if you're one of those people like me who have been trying to get your business going online and you've realized that, oh my gosh, there is a ton of things that you need to know to get an online business going that you probably don't have the skills for nor any of the desire to do, like all of that technology. Well, where we have to start is to try to first figure out what do you really want in life? I mean, what is your, what's your purpose anyway? And I think what we first, the problem is that sometimes we want things that we don't have and we don't know what, how to even get there. Other times, people don't even know what their purpose is and they don't have a passion or they don't know what it is or they assume it's something that you just do on the weekends or after you retire and you really can't get paid to do what you love. Well, I'm here to tell you that that is not true, that you can do what you love. You can live a life that is full and makes money for you that you can do without having to go punch a clock somewhere. Of course, there's always responsibilities and timelines you need to keep, but I'm just so excited about turning the corner here for helping people be able to do what they love and do it to leave their legacy to their children, their grandchildren, to all the people in the world that'll be able to read their books and listen to their videos and their audio tapes for all eternity. So that's what the purpose is. And I think what we want in life, this is my belief, and I'm a counselor. I've been a counselor now for almost 25 years. I've worked in schools, I've worked in private practice helping people, I've been a career counselor for the last 16 years, and now I'm an online, whatever you want to call me, coach, teacher, trainer. I don't care what you call me, but my goal is to be a faucet of hope to you, to give you the ability to really have the confidence that you can do what you want, because I think that's what we all want. We need purpose and meaning in life, and that's what we want. We want a job that we love, that we want to get up and go to every morning or every night or whenever your shift is, where you're not just, oh, I have to go to work again. I've had those jobs. Here's what happens. You either get sick, you get fired, or you quit. Those are kind of your three options for being at a job that you're miserable at. I think another thing that we want to be able to do, I think most people anyway, is to set our own schedule to some extent where we can, you know, if you're not a morning person, you can get up later. Or if you've got a family situation, you can deal with that. You can schedule yourself into that. We want to be able to do our own thing. And our own thing is the thing that we're gifted to do, usually. Now, some people just like to sit around and watch TV, and they're probably not going to live a life doing what they really want to do if that's what they want. Well, even that, because somebody's got to pay the bills. So the best approach is to really figure out what do you enjoy doing. Maybe you don't know because you haven't tried everything. Maybe you need to volunteer to do some things to figure that maybe, well, I was good in art in school. I loved art. Oh, I can't get paid for art. Well, we'll talk about that in a minute. But we all want to enjoy life and spend time with our families and live a lifestyle that we enjoy. At least for me, I like to be able to go out and eat if I feel like it at a nice restaurant or even a cheap restaurant. I like to be able to have the freedom to do that. And also, to be able to start our own business affordably without a bunch of hassles, without having to borrow $50,000 to start a business. Well, today, you don't have to go through all of that hassle, but we don't know how to make it happen. I thought I did, and I was pretty good problem solving. I was pretty good on the computer. I figured I could just, you know, whip this up and not a big deal, because I'm a problem solver, and I'm a get-her-done person. But getting her done without all this knowledge just doesn't happen overnight. So what you need to know is that there are a lot of people out there to help you, but you're also a person that can help others. So what I've come to realize in this last year, well, throughout my whole life, is that we've got to collaborate. We've got to work together because, you know, none of us are really made to live life by ourselves. None of us are really created to just do it alone. There is this sense of togetherness that we're just naturally born with. And if you're into the church, they talk about the body of Christ. They talk about it, but the whole church concept. And if you're running a business, you know this. Anybody who's got a solo business is not equipped, I can guarantee you, is not equipped to do it all. Because if you're good at artistic things and you like to create, doing bookkeeping is probably not your strength, nor do you want to do that. You probably don't want to spend time marketing and learning all of that technology. And with every career out there, that's how it goes. We need other people who have areas of expertise that we don't. That's the beauty of this process that I'm going to take you through, because really everybody wants to get their message out. Thank God for Tanya Hoffman, who's been my mentor since last May. It's been a whole year ago. It's hard to believe it's been a year already that I met Tanya and have learned so many things and been given so many opportunities to kind of test out my waters and figure out what my skills and abilities are. But what I've really learned is that there's a huge hole in this market, whether you're a speaker or a coach or an online entrepreneur of any kind, there's a hole, and that is that we don't know how to do it. And there's so much to learn, and there's so many options that we all have to have to make this succeed, make this work in the world today. So the first thing that you need to understand, and this is what I was asked and I've actually struggled with the whole last year, what's your niche or niche, as somebody calls it? Well, my niche was to help the whole world. Well, and everybody's going, well, no, that's too broad. Well, now I understand to some degree what they're talking about, because I had to really narrow my focus in what I was doing. And here's what I discovered the biggest need was. It was for me, and as I'm meeting more people, I'm seeing it is for them. And the need is to, first off, figure out what you have to offer. If you don't know, that's part of what I do, because I am a counselor and I was a career counselor. The part of my experience, expertise, is helping you figure out what it is you have to offer, looking at your skills, your abilities, your background, your areas of things that you're passionate about, and then looking at how can you make that into a saleable item. How can you share that information, and what modalities can you share that information and be able to make money doing it? Well, again, that is not something you're going to be able to do all on your own in a time-effective manner and efficiently and in a way that is competitive with the industry leaders out there, because strategy is so important. And you need your systems in place, and you need your opt-in pages and your autoresponders and your store or your PayPal or whatever it is, and you need to know how to put that on your website. It is unbelievable what you need to know. And if you don't have all those skills or you don't want to, it's going to make getting out there, making money timely, quickly, a very difficult thing. And in the meantime, you're wasting a lot of time that you could be leaving your legacy and putting your skills and your products down there and offering your services. Because you're too busy doing all this other stuff and taking courses and learning stuff about technology that really is may not be your cup of tea. Now, for those of you people out there who have skills in branding and website design and social media, oh my gosh, if you are trying to get your business off the ground, please contact me. I need you on my team, and I will give you massive deals if you want to be on the team I'm developing here. So knowing what you want and have to offer is step number one. Step number two is getting unstuck, changing your thinking to it being about we instead of about you. You need to do this because if you're in that self-centered mode, I don't wanna share the profits with anybody else, you're going to stay stuck. At least you're going to minimize the potential of huge amounts of income if you don't want to share the possibilities that other people could be helping you to generate. For example, the big thing, and Tanya talked about it this week in our Public Service Association training, which a little plug for that, if you are not a member, you need to go online, Public Speakers Association, and sign up for becoming a member, because there are so many things, including trainings that we have every month and the opportunity to do these great summits. But she talks about collaborations and about affiliates, and you'll see practically on every website that you go on these days, they offer you the opportunity to be an affiliate, which means you're going to get a percentage of sales for everybody you send their way. That's a big thing in the speaking and the coaching field these days. And it sounded really crazy to me that people were going to offer 30% or 20% or 40% of what they were charging for their services to give away to somebody that refers other people to them. I thought, well, who can afford that? When I told my husband about this, he's like, oh, my gosh, what's that saying? Cut your nose to despite your face or something like that. But, yeah, I that's what I thought initially. But when I heard the example that if you have a program that is $100 and you're going to give somebody $30 to help you sell that program and they go out and they get you 10 referrals, okay, you're paying out, you know, you may be paying out $3,000 for that, but you're getting $300, but you're getting $700 out of that. Now, that's a huge amount, you know, that you're getting that you weren't getting before. And then if you've got a $1,000 program, think about that. You're getting $7,000 that you didn't have before. So that's part of what the getting unstuck is you've got to change your thinking to being about we instead of just about you, because it works. You've got to be open to learning how other people work, because there again, as different as our skills and abilities and passions are, so are the way that we operate. And this has been probably the number one problem in businesses today, and to be honest, in families, is that we operate differently. We all have different personalities. Some of what we do, we learn, but others we're just born with. I'm an orange, if anybody's ever taken Truth Colors personality test, and it's really fun to do if you go online and do that. And that's going to be actually part of my program, is getting people to take that, because in all the years I went to school, all the years I went to training, the Truth Colors thing was probably the most beneficial to me, because I understood how other people operate in ways that are just personality-based. Greens and golds are more rigid, and they've got the chain of command, and they've got the way of doing things, and they're more meticulous. And us blues and oranges are more personable and more concerned about you know, how can we help other people? And oranges are definitely about get her done. They're about impulsive kinds of things. And here I thought it was just the ADD, but no, it's really part of my personality type is seeing a need and wanting to meet it right away, which is why learning this technology is making me, it's just made me crazy in this last year and frustrated about not getting things rolling. So I want to prevent that for everybody else and help people to skip that whole thing and just jump right into working with others to develop more products and services and be more collaborative. So that's what assessment is understanding other people operate differently. They communicate differently. They think differently. And the one-liner that's helped me more than anything in my life is expectations are premeditated resentments. Think about that. Expectations are premeditated resentments. Now, who in their right mind is going to premeditate and plan ahead to become angry and resentful? Now, that would be stupid, but to be honest, we all do it. We expect people to behave in certain ways, and when they don't, we get angry and upset about it. When have we communicated that, you know, that expectation? Is it a reasonable expectation to have? Or did they just completely think differently? Do they have different values and ways of doing things? So you've got to do that, because if you don't, you're not going to collaborate very well with others if you don't understand and take the time to get to know how they operate. I talk a lot. And sometimes I have to be lovingly reminded, Linda, you know, somebody else needs to put it in there, because I got so much to share. And so you've got to understand that. Being able to brainstorm possibilities is something that not everybody does well, because they come into the group and they have their own way of doing things, and they've got their own ways of thinking, and they're, like I said, rigid for some people, and this is the way it is, and this is the way it's always been, and that drives me crazy. And you know what? It drove me crazy about myself, because what happens is that we develop this blockage that we need surgery on, and I call it a buttectomy. And so I've become a buttectomologist, and I think actually you can go back on the Public Speakers Association previous talks, and I actually did a whole talk on becoming a buttectomologist, because I had a lot of butts that kept me from doing what I wanted to do. And that was, but I don't have money, but I don't know how to do technology, but this, but that. And if your butt is, but I don't know how to work with you, but I don't want to work with you, but your presentation is too close to mine, and we'd be competition, you've got to change that thinking if you're going to work well together. Number five is you've got to admit your weaknesses. And you've got to seek out others who want to share their gifts with you. Because if you don't look at and don't know what your weaknesses are, you aren't going to be open to having other people fill the void, the gap of your weaknesses to help you to do better. So be open-minded, admit your weaknesses, and then you're going to be able to do number six, which is develop a product or a service together. See, if you can't get along with people, that's why most people get fired or quit. They can't get along with other people. They don't like the way things are being done. So if you change your expectations and look for the good in people, like our last speaker talked about, look for the good instead of what they're doing wrong. Look at what they're doing right. That is absolutely necessary in developing products and services together. But the way, what you get out of this, if you join my membership, is here's the nuts and bolts. Let's say we've got 50 people that come together in this team approach. We've got 50 members of this organization. And that this collaborative group agrees that they're going to work together to do things together. So what we're going to do is very similar to what Tanya is doing, but we're not in competition. Tanya is helping us to become better speakers. I'm going to help people launch their business together, collaboratively. So we're going to do this same kinds of things, and that we're going to have weekly trainings where I'm not going to do it all, though I could. I'm not going to do it all. The people in my collaboration, my members, are going to do what I call an each one teach one collaborative. They're going to share their experience, strength, and hope, as people will say in the 12-step program. They're going to share their area of expertise with the rest of the group so that we can all grow and learn and get to know them so we know how to collaborate with them. Now, just today I had somebody post on another website, hey, I'm starting a program for women with ADD and I want to help them to quit procrastinating. And I said, I want to be one of those people. You could help me with that. So here we go. I'm trying to talk him into being a part of my collaborative. I've already got another coach that does that. And we could do a really bang-up seminar, summit together, and write a book. So that's what I want to offer. Every week we're going to have trainings where you'll be able to share your experience, and we'll do what Tanya's doing for us. We'll record it. Now you have more product to share. You have more product to sell. You practiced it. You've practiced it in a safe environment, but it's been recorded. If you want to use it, you can use it. Every month, we're going to do a summit, just like this one that we're on, that you're going to be able to send your whole thing to the world, and it will be marketed just like Tanya does for us. It will be marketed with a launch and the whole nine yards so that you can get your product service out there and you can talk about it. We're also going to write a book. Every 6 months, we are going to write a book together with each member being able to share what their expertise is and give a plug for their business, but also talk about how this collaborative method has helped people to move forward in their business. And we will have a big name industry leader, and our first sign up, I am so excited, is Tanya Hoffman, who has agreed to write a portion in this book and to help us to all move forward in our businesses and to collaborate with us. Tanya is a best-selling author. She's an industry leader. She's a world-renowned speaker and trainer. What a great person that we can collaborate with to get us off the ground. And it'll also help Tanya to be well-known. That's the point. That's what we need to do. We need to be willing to consider others, and not just about me and my program and my business, but I'm telling you what I'm learning that I haven't been doing very well is I haven't been focusing on how can I help others. I've been worrying about how can I help myself, and that mind shift is going to make a huge difference in your program and in your business. So I want to invite you to join me with this, because this is going to be something that I can tell you, having spent a lot of money in a lot of different ways to try to get a business off the ground and purchase all these different programs and buy all this different stuff and autoresponders and one shopping cart, it's expensive. You pay a lot of money. Then you pay a lot of money for virtual assistants to do it for you. And then you pay even more money trying to figure it out and do a launch. This will offer you all of that for an incredibly low price, I think, of $497 a month. I think that is an incredibly low price. Plus, if you become an affiliate, which my affiliate link is on my website, you can get paid 20%. And I'm only doing 20 simply because I want to keep it low enough for everybody to do this. But you can get paid 20% for everybody you refer. And if you're listening, you know there are tons of people out there who need this service to move their business forward. So if you refer people, 20% of $500, for example, that's $100. You only need to get five people, to sign up each month, and you've got your whole membership paid for. So it's just kind of a no-brainer. Plus, I'm doing some massive specials during my launch, which is going to be in the next couple of weeks. So I want you to go to my website, I've got, it's LindaLarsonSchlitz.org. I'm revamping some of it, but I just put on there today my time trade, a great free service time you told me about, time trade schedule. And I have got a ton of options for you to sign up for a one-hour strategy session where you can sign up for my services, for my one-hour consultation with you, and we'll talk about what I can do for you and what this thing would be worth to you. And I guarantee you, I can find things that you haven't even thought about that you could do to sell. So I want you to sign up there. Also sign up for my update so you know about the launch that's coming up very quickly, because I'll have even more benefits on there. So I'm looking forward to talking to you. My email is linda@lindalarsonschlitz.org. So get a hold of me, and I'm so excited about working with people and helping them get their business off the ground. So, Tanya, that's what I've got today. And, again, thanks for the opportunity here, Tanya, to share this.